Okay, let's Bez Hashem Bli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Ayin Aleph, and we are at the words Amar Ula at the bottom of Ayin Omid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, we mentioned yesterday that every Yontif you bring three karbanos. Olas Ria, Shalmei Simcha, and Shalmei Chagiga. Three different karbanos every yantif. So, Ula says about this halacha. Amar Ula Amar Belazer, Shlamim Sheshachtan Me'erev Yantif. Let's say you shecht a karban Shlamim on Erev Yantif. Any yantif. Erev Pesach, Erev Sukkis, Erev Shavuos, Eino Yotze Bahen, Lo Mishum Simcha, Velo Mishum Chagiga. So Ula says, you can't use a carbon that was designated as a regular old carbon shlamim on Erev Yontif. Even if you ate that meat on Yontif, you cannot use that meat neither for the Shalmei Simcha, the carbon shlamim for Simcha on Yontif, Velo Mishum Chagiga. And you can't use it for the chagiga of Yontif. Why not? Mishum Simcha, the reason why you can't use it for the Shalmei Simcha, Dechsev, there was a pasuk by these sacrifices that the Jewish people were commanded to bring on Har Evel, on Mount Evel, it's in Parshas Kisavo, V'zavachta Shlamim V'achalt Hashem V'samachta. It says V'zavachta V'samachta. Be'inan zvicha b'shas simcha v'leka. You need that the animal be slaughtered at the time of simcha, on yantif itself. So if you slaughter the karban shlamim erev yantif, and you eat it on yantif, you're not yotze, the mitzvah of simchas yantif. Because you need zvicha b'shas simcha v'leka. So claims Ula in the name of Rabbi Lazar. Umishum chagiga. And the reason you're not Yosef Chagiga, Ahave Darvish Shebechova. Because since this animal was already designated as a carbon, a different carbon, V'chol Darvish Shebechova, Einu Ba Elamen Achulin. Chagiga is an obligatory carbon. The Torah requires you, everyone agrees, the Chagiga of the 15th is a Din Doraisa, right? Yesterday we had a discussion about the Chagiga of the 14th. Is that a Din Doraisa, Din Dorabanan, an obligation, a Rishus? This is talking about Chagiga of Yontif itself. Everyone agrees that that's a davar shebechova. V'chol davar shebechova eino ba elamen achulin. And therefore, something that's an obligatory carbon, you can't have designated it as a different carbon before, and it's got to be specifically designated from chulin for the chagiga. So says Ula in the name of the Amora, Rabbi Elazar. As the Gemara lema mesayale, let us say that the following brisa is a proof to Ula. In the name of the Amor Rabbi Lazar, it says by Sukkis, V'hoyisa ach sameach, and this pasuk is extra because it already says Chag Sukkos Taas Alecha, L'rabos Leili Yom Tova Achron L'Simcha. This comes to include that Shmini Atzeres night, also the eighth night, there's a Chiv Simcha. At Omer, Leila Yom Tov Achron, O Eina Ela Leila Yom Tov Rishon. Maybe it comes to include the first night of Yontif, that there's a Chi of Simcha the first night. Talmud Lomar, Ach Chalak. No, Ach Sameach, only here and not there. So the first night, there is no Chi of Simcha, says the Gemara. And we'll see, we'll explain this a little bit more in a moment. Says the Gemara, My Taima, what's the reason that there is no chiv of simcha the first night of Yontif? Lav mishum de'ein lo bameh yismach. Must be because you can't shecht the carbon at night, so you can only shecht it on Erev Yontif, and Erev Yontif, it's not the time of simcha. And Ula just taught us that you need zvicha b'shah simcha. Since you need zvicha b'shah simcha, must be that you can't shecht it on Erev Yontif. And that's why you're not Yotze, like the word of Rebbe Lazar. Answers the Gemara, lo. No, that's not the reason why we don't include the first night. Kidatani Taima. The Brisa itself gives you the reason. Maroi is the Rabbis Leli onto Vaachron, because the Brisa itself continues. Why are you including the eighth night for a Chi of Simcha? Ulahotzi Leli onto Rishon, and how come the first night there's no Chi of Simcha? Answer the Gemara. Marbani Leli onto Vaachron, Sheyesh Simcha Lefanov. You had a whole 7 days of Simcha beforehand, so it makes sense to extend it into Shmini Atzeres. Umotzi ani leili onto Rishon, and if I have a choice to exclude one night, I'm going to exclude the first night, she'ein simcha lefanav, that there was no simcha beforehand. Now, there is a dispute between, two disputes between Rashi and Tosfos about the about these drushes. So we have Ach Samech includes the eighth night, and Ach Chalek excludes the first night. What about nights number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7? So Rashi says, note nights number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, obviously there's a Chi of Simcha even night. The Gemara was just including night number 8 and excluding night number 1 because there was no Simcha beforehand. But nights number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, for sure that's included. So Rashi says, for sure there is a Chi of Simcha at night. Tosfos says, where is this Tosfos? Top Tosfos, Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Take a look at the top line. Larabos. Larabos, Leili Yontav Ha'achron. Says Tosfos, first line, Nira L'riva, Dehu Adin L'Leilos Acheros, Itzchich Riboy. B'shem D'Haikro, U'smachtem F'nei Hashem L'chechem Shivas Yomim, the Darshinan Minei Shami Simcha, the Shinami Minei Pergul Varava, the Migdash Luv Shiva Yamim, Vasam Yamim Velo Lelos. No, if I wouldn't have had this drush, I would have thought the Chi of Simcha is only day and not night at all. Umiu Leila Yantav Ha'achron, Itztuch Ribuya Tfei, the last night of Yantav, we need an extra Ribuy Mishum, Dishmini Regal Fnatsmu. Because Shmini Atzeres is its own Yantav, you might have thought there's no Chi of Simcha at all. Vahavi Loye Machayev. Lizboach Simcha Biyoma Shvi Letzorach Shmini. You might have thought you don't have to shech the carbon on the seventh day for the sake of the eighth night. Kemosh Ein Mechuy Ve'erav Yontel Letzorach Halayla. But at any rate, Tosfos learns that all the six nights are also learned out. Rashi says not that way. Rashi says that no, the six nights, night number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, that we would know without this. For that's included in Shivas Yamim. Means Yamim and Lelos. Tosfos seems to understand not the way. There is a discussion about whether or not there's a Chi of Simcha at night or only during the day. Midoraisa. That's why Rabbi Mordechai Willig paskins that some Rishonim and paskin that it's enough to have just meat. Let's say you want to have meat on Yontif. So you want to have milchigs yantivs. And there's a question about whether or not you could fulfill simchas yantiv with milchigs. Some people say yes, some people say no. So maybe if you have meat during the day, you'd be okay, better off having milchigs at night on yantiv, because maybe the chi of simcha at night is on a lower level than the chi of simcha during the day. So that's one dispute. And then there's another dispute, Rashi and Tosfos, about... when we include the eighth night, what about the eighth day? Is there a Chi of Simcha on Shmini Atzeres by day? Tosfos discusses this as well. Take a look at Tosfos Lele. Next Tosfos, Lele Yom Tov Achron. Pirish V'Kudrus, Dafka Laila Avol Yom Shmini Lo. Rashi says there's only Chi of Simcha on the eighth night of Sukkot, but not the eighth day. Skip to the last line. Hilchach nira lefarish. Last line in Tosfos. Delel yontav achron lav dafka dehu adin bayom. Says machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. When we include the eighth night for simcha, is there also a chi of simcha the eighth day or only the eighth night? Rashi says only the eighth night. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? There's a Chi of Simcha Shmini Atzeres during the day as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the question of Rabbi Elazar the Amora from a Braisa. Chagigas arba asar yotze ba mishum simcha. Braisa says, the chagiga of the 14th, your yotze, your chi of simcha, you see that's beferish against Rabbi Elazar. Ve'en yotze ba mishum chagiga. You can't use it for the chagiga of the 15th. Us, am I? What do you mean? How could you be yotze? Habi'inan zvicha b'sha simcha v'leka. What do you mean? You just, this is directly against Rabbi Elazar. You shechted it on the 14th. It's not b'sha simcha. Amar vidi beravin she'ikev v'shechta. No, it means you shechted it on the 15th. You shechted it late. Amar avashi hachanami mistarva. This is logical. Di lo te mahachi ha'mastisa man katanilo. Who's the author of this brisa? Ben Tema is the author of this brisa. Ben Tema ha'pasla belina. If you'll remember, Ben Tema held that you only have one day and one night to eat the chagigas yodalid, like the Karban Pesach itself. So if you shechted it on the 14th and you're eating on the 15th, it's too late, according to Ben Tema. So it must be that you shechted it on the 15th. Shema Mina. That's why if you're eating it on the 15th, you had to have shechted it on the 15th, according to Ben Tema. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rava. Rava asked another question. Ha Halel Vasimcha Shmona. Halel and Simcha are 8 days on Sukkot. Ve'i Amris Be'inon Zvicha B'shas Simcha. Hazimnen Sagin Delo Mishkachasla. Ela Shiva. Kigon Shechal Yontav Rishon Lios B'Shabbos. There is halacha that the Shalmei Simcha are not Docha Shabbos. So if you're telling me a halva simcha is shmona, so if the first day falls out on Shabbos, if you need zvicha b'shah simcha, you're not going to have it shmona. You're only going to have it shiva. So it seems to be a proof that you don't need zvicha b'shah simcha. You could even shecht it erev yontif. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a proof. Amar Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yehuda, misamcho b'si'irei haregalim. If the first day falls out on Shabbos, so you're mekayim the chi of simcha with the carbon chatas brought even on Shabbos, because sirizim echad lechatas, a carbon tzibur, that's a carbon kavua, so you would bring even on Shabbos. You're right, you wouldn't bring shalmei simcha. You'd be yotzi with the carbon chatas brought on Shabbos. Amar Rav, a shtei tshuvos dav. Rav says, I don't like that answer for two reasons. Chada, the seirei are a golem, chai nechal and sli ein nechal. First of all, you'd eat them raw. The mefarshim say it doesn't mean raw. It means not fully cooked. And simcha b'chai leka. That's not simcha. Eating like not fully cooked food is not simcha. Va'od kohanim ochlen v'yisrael b'mes mechim. Carbon chatos is only eaten by the kohanim. What's the rest of Klal Yisrael going to do for simcha? Elam rapapa misamcho b'ksus nekiyah v'yayin yashan. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, the simcha would be accomplished by wearing nice clothing and drinking wine. But you would not be mekayim the chi of simcha with meat if the first day of simcha of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. Now, from this Gemara, it sounds like that drinking wine and wearing nice clothing sounds like it's a kiyum mitzvah simcha mi de oraisa. The Rambam says this way as well, and there's a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. Hey Amid Aleph, that also says that way. But there's also a famous Tosas Moed Katan Yudal and Beis that holds that the only way to be Mekayim Simcha Midoraisa is through Basar. But it sounds like Ksus, wearing nice clothing and wine, is only Din D'Rabbanan. So the Achronim answer that our Gemara is talking about, if you hold you need Zvicha B'Shah Simcha, then wine and clothing is a dindo raisa. But if you, we'll see in a moment, the Gemara is going to have one opinion that says you don't need zvicha b'shah simcha. If that's true, then you can be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha do raisa, even b'basav yayin, even if you shecht it erev yontif, you don't need zvicha b'shah simcha. So then you might hold only basar's do raisa. And our Gemara seems to say also that wine is for the men and clothing is for the women. That's the way some of the Rishonim understand. The Gemara is going to explain later on. We're going to learn that the men have simcha b'yayin and the women have simcha with nice clothing. It's a mitzvah before yantif. Gentlemen, mitzvah to buy your wife new clothing before Yontif might be a mitzvah saseh midoraisa of simcha. That's what our Gemara seems to say. A mitzvah saseh that women are mesameach on Yontif with new clothing. It's like it might be a key mitzvah simchas Yontif midoraisa nowadays. According to many Rishonim, according to the Rambam, there's still a key mitzvah simcha midoraisa nowadays. So you got to buy your wife nice clothing before Yontif. It might be a key mitzvah saseh midoraisa. That's what our Gemara seems to say. We just read it. Elamar Papa, Misamcho Biksus Nikia V'yayin Yashan. New clothing and wine. Okay. The Gemara brings an opinion that disagrees with Ula in the name of Rabbi Elazar. Ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Elazar, he said in the name of Rabbi Elazar, no, I disagree with you, Ula. Shlamim Sheshachtan Me'erev Yontif, Yotze Be'ed Mishum Simcha. If you shecht the carbon shlama erev yontif and eat the meat on yontif, you are yotze simchas yontif. Yotze mishim simcha lo beinan zvicha b'sha'a simcha. You don't have to shecht it at the time of the simcha. V'lo mishim chagiga, but you're not yotze chagiga. Have davar shebechova v'chol davar shebechova ein ba'al menachul. On that point, he agrees that you can't be yotze your chagigas tesvav with your with shechting a carbon shlamim on erev Pesach, because it's already holy. It was already designated for a different carbon. Meisve, we ask against this. Vayisa ach sameach l'rabos le liyontav achron l'simchatam l'rabos le liyontav achron oene l'rabos le liyontav rishon tam l'omer ach chalak my taima. Why is the first night not included? La mishum de ein lo ba me yismach. You have nothing to eat on the first night because you can't shecht it erev yontif. It's not this man simcha. That's against Ravin. Answers the Gemara, lo. No, that's not the reason that you don't. There's no chi of simcha the first night. Really, you could have shechted the shalmi simcha on erev Pesach. But the reason there's no chi of simcha the first night, I'm sorry, erev Sukkos. Lo. Kedisanya. The reason there's no chi of simcha the first night of Sukkot is like we learned in the following brisa, like we saw the end of the brisa. Marois, the rabbis leyontav achron lahotzi leyontav arishon. Why do you include the eighth night and you exclude the first night? Not because you can't shecht it on erev Sukkot. No, really, you could shecht it erev Sukkot. Mar ba'ani leyontav achron sheyesh simcha lefanov. The eighth night is coming off a day, the seventh day, where there was a mitzvah of simcha. There's no mitzvah of simcha on erev Sukkot, and therefore we don't include the first night as a mitzvah of simcha. Amar of Kahana, minayin leimurei chagigas chamisha asar shenifsalin belina. New story, says Rav Kahana. From where do we know that the burning of the limbs and the fats of the Chagigas Chamisha Asar are Nifsalin Belina, that the Chagiga of the 15th, so they become disqualified the morning of the 16th. If you didn't burn them on the night of the 16th, they come disqualified the morning of the 16th. How do we know? Shneamar, the Pasuk says, now remember this drasha, remember this is Rav Kahana. You're going to have to remember this for all the way to the very end of the daf. In like 15 minutes. You're going to have to remember this. Rav Kahana said, how do you know that the burning of the limbs and the fats of the 15th become disqualified if you let them burn past the night of the 16th? Meaning by the morning of the 16th, they become disqualified. Shneamar, v'lo yalan chelev chagi ad boker. Do not allow the fats of my carbon chagiga to burn past the morning. V'samach lei racious bikuri ad masla tavi beis Hashem elokecha. And the next pasuk says the word racious. So, lameimra dahai boker boker rishon. This is Rav Kahana's drasha. At the very, very end of today's daf, we're going to see that we don't need the word racious. But Rav Kahana learn from the word racious that even though the Chagiga of the 15th, You have 2 days and one night to eat it. You only have 1 day and one night to burn it. So if you slaughter the chagiga of the 15th on the 15th, and you burn the fats the night of the 16th, the fats have to stop being burnt by the morning of the 16th. You can't burn it the following day or the following night. Even though you have 2 days, you have the whole day of the 16th to eat it, but you have to have it burnt by the morning of the 16th. It has to already be burnt. Only the night of the 16th you have to burn it. It's got to be completely consumed by the morning of the 16th, the fire, the fats, and the limbs. Even though as far as eating the flesh, you have 2 days and one night to eat it. You have the whole next day to eat it. Oh, and that's going to be exactly Rav Yosef's question. Maskif la Rav Yosef, taima because of rachis. You're telling me the only reason you learned this out is because you have the word rachis? Hello, because of rachis. Hav amina mai boker, boker sheni. What, but if you didn't have the word rachis, you would have thought you could burn it for two nights? You have all the way until the morning of the 17th to burn it? Mi ikamide de basar ifsale me urta. How could it be that the night, that the meat, in terms of eating the meat, you only have 2 days and one night, ve'imurin ad safra, and you could burn the limbs and the fats for 2 days and two nights? You could burn it for longer than you could eat it? Where do we ever have such a thing? Amalei Abayas, Abayas said to his Rebbe Rav Yosef, Alamalo, who says that you never have such a thing that you could burn the carbon for longer than you can eat it? What about every regular carbon Pesach? You could burn it longer than you can eat it. V'harei Pesach l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What about a carbon Pesach according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? De'basar ifsilei mechatzos. Because the meat comes disqualified, you have to eat the afikomen before chatzos. Because the carbon Pesach you can only eat until chatzos. Ve'imur in ad safra. And yet the limbs and the fats you could burn all the way till the morning. So you see, you could burn the limbs and the fats longer than the zman achila. Amar Rava, Rav Yosef haki kakashile. No. Rava says, you misunderstood Rav Yosef. This is where Rav Yosef meant to ask. Mi ika mide de ilu tada libasar lobai racious. That when it comes to the meat, he does not need the word racious to learn that it's the first boker. Rav Kahana le'emurin boy racious. And when Rav Kahana learned for the limbs and the fats, he needs the word racious. Why do you not need the word racious to learn that boker means the first boker? We're going to see in a minute where he got that from. And as far as burning the limbs and the fats, you need the word racious to learn it's the first morning. Maihi, which brisa was he referring to? That boker obviously means the first boker even without the word racious. Desanya, because he learned in a brisa. Now this brisa is referring to the chagiga of the 14th. Lo yalin min abasar asher tizbach ba'erev bayom harishon la boker. We're not allowed to allow any of the meat of the chagigas yodalid. The chagig of the 14th, we'll see, according to Ben Tema, remember, he said the chagig of the 14th, you only had 1 day and one night like the Karban Pesach, if you remember what Ben Tema held. We don't hold that way. We hold that you have 2 days and one night even to eat the chagig of the 14th. Let's see. But this price says not that way. Lo yolim min abbas hashet tizbach b'erev b'yom harishon la boker. You're not allowed to leave the meat of the chagig of the 15th over until the morning of the 15th. Limit al chagigas arba asar. Oh, hold on a second. So let's see. So this price, lo yalom in abbas hashetibach rebarev bayom arishon laboker. Oh, so which day is this talking about? Limit al chagigas arba asar. This teaches us that the chagig of the 14th, shenechelas l'shne yamim v'layla echad. We hold, against Ben Tema, we hold that the chagig of the 14th could be eaten for 2 days and one night. Namely, it could be eaten the day of the 14th, which it really can't, but it could be eaten the day of the 14th, the night of the 15th, and the day of the 15th. and you're not allowed to leave it over to the day of the 16th. When it says La Boker, it means the morning of the 16th, says the Gemara. Really? Oh, Eino Ella Liyom Velayla. Maybe La Boker means the morning of the 15th. You only have the day of the 14th and the night of the 15th. Says Gemara, no. Kishihu Omer, Bayom HaRishon. Once it says Bayom HaRishon, that already implies it could be eaten the whole day of the 15th. Hare Boker Sheni Amor. So that already puts you past the morning of the 15th to the day of the 15th. So Boker must mean the morning of the 16th. Says the Gemara, who says? No. Oh, Eino Ella LeBoker Rishon. Maybe it means the morning of the 15th. You can't eat it past the morning of the 15th. Umani Mekayim. What about the Pasuk afterwards? Chagiga Anechels L'Shnei Yom V'Lai L'Echad. Which is the Chagiga that could be eaten for 2 days and one night? Chutz Mizu. All the other Karbanos Chagiga. The Chagiga of Shavuos, the Chagiga of the 15th of Pesach, the Chagiga of Sukkos. All those could be eaten for 2 days and one night. The Gemara Brisa says, no. Kishihu Omer Bo. Im Neder O Nedava. When it comes to the eating of the Shlamim, it says, Im Neder O Nedava. Zevach Karbano. So from the extra word Im, Limed Al Chagiga Sarba Asar, Shenechels L'Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. So the Pasuk says in Parshas Sav, Im Neder O Nedava B'Yom HaKriva Zivchai O'Macharas. So that comes to teach me that any Shalmei or Rishus are eaten 2 days and one night. The extra word Im teaches me that it also applies to Shalmei Chova. This teaches me Al Chagigas Arba Asar. That's the way Tanakama learns. Shenechels L'Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. Even the 14th, the Chagig of the 14th, is 2 days and one night. Now, Amar Mar, let's analyze this price a little bit. O Eina Ella Boker Rishon. So we said, no, maybe it means only the first morning. What do you mean? Ha Amris Kishu Omer Bayom HaRishon Hare Boker Sheni Amor. You told me, what in the world is the Brisa talking about that you would think it means the first morning? You just finished telling me that Bayom HaRishon La Boker means the second morning. So why'd the Brisa go back to thinking it's the first morning? Says the Gemara. Hachi Kamai, this is what the Brisa means to say. O Eino Ella B'shtei Chagigos HaKosim Medaber. What the Brisa meant to say is like this. You might think that this Brisa is talking about both Chagigas. The Chagiga of the 14th and the Chagiga of the 15th. Achas Chagigas Arbasar V'achas Chagigas Chamishasar. Both the Chagiga of the 14th and the Chagig of the 15th. Vizu Lebokra, Vizu Lebokra. You might have thought the way to read this Brisa is, each Chagiga only has 1 day and one night. The Chagiga of the 14th, you have the day of the 14th and the night of the 15th, and that's it. And the Chagiga of the 15th, you have the day of the 15th and the night of the 16th, and that's it. That's the first part of the pasuk lo yalim min abasar asher tizbach ba erev bayom harishon la boker. That's talking about the chagig of the 14th, that it could be eaten for 1 day and one night, like Ben Tema said. And the second half of the pasuk of bayom harishon la boker is talking about the chagig of the 15th, that you have 1 day and one night. So hadar omar. So then the Tana of the Brisa says, no. Ella dekaimalon chagiga ne'achals l'shnei yom v'lai lechad. We know there's one chagiga that's eaten for 2 days and one night. So which one would that be? Im kain, im neder onedava b'mai. So if you're telling me both chagigas are only 1 day and one night, what's the pasuk im that teaches me that there's a chagiga that's 2 days and one night? What's that referring to? B'mai. Ichagigas arbasar haksiv ba yom v'layla. Ichagigas chamisha asar haksiv ba yom v'layla. If you're telling me the way to read the psukim is that both chagigas only 1 day and one night, so which is the chagig of 2 days and one night? Ella must be hi the pasuk im l'chagigas chamisha asar. The pasuk of Im Neder on Adava teaches me that the Chagiga of the 15th is 2 days and one night. The Hech, Kulei Kra, and this entire pasuk of Lo Yolin, Chelev Chagi, Ad Boker, I'm sorry, Lo Tizbach, and this entire pasuk of, the pasuk of, V'lo Yolin Min Abasar Asher Tizbach Ba'erev, Bayom Arishon LaBoker, Vai Kulei Kra, LeChagigas Arbasar, VeLimed Al Chagigas Arbasar, Shnechel Shnei Yamin VeLaila Echad. So the Gemara basically comes to the conclusion that both the Chagiga of the 15th and the Chagiga of the 14th we hold 2 days and one night. The Chagiga of the 15th could be in the 15th, the 16th, and the night of the 16th. The Chagiga of the 14th could be eaten the 14th, the 15th, and the night of the 15th. That's the way we hold against Ben Tema. If you remember, Ben Tema held that the Chagiga of the 14th has the same halacha as the Korban Pesach, because he said that the 14th, and he held the Chagiga of the 14th is only the day of the 14th, the night of the 15th, and that's it. 1 day and one night. But that's not the way we hold. Now, the very last line here, the Gemara just, remember I told you, you have to remember, to the end of the daf, you have to remember Rav Kahana. So the Gemara just has a minor side point here. Says the Gemara, "Taima d'chsev bayom arishon laboker." So the reason why we said it's boker sheni, because it says bayom arishon laboker means the first day of Pesach, right? The 15th, meaning don't leave it over past the 15th and the next morning. So taima d'chsev bayom arishon laboker. D'mai boker, boker sheni. Boker means the second morning, the morning of the 16th. Ha kol hech d'chsev boker stama. If it wouldn't have said bayom arishon laboker, if it just said boker by itself, boker rishon. Va'af agav d'lo kasav bay reishis. Even though you don't have the pasuk reishis. Stam boker means boker Rishon, even without the ratio. So this is against Rav Kahana. Remember I told you, because Rav Kahana learned, Lo Yolin Chelev Chagi Ad Boker, and the next pasuk is Rishis. So this is a proof against Rav Kahana, that Rav Kahana learned that the Chagigas Chamisha Asar is Nifsalin Belina. After 1 day, he learned it from the word Rishis. So you see against him from this, because just the word boker by itself already means the first morning. So therefore, even without the connection to the word reishis, you could learn that emuri chamish asar nifselen belina, if it's not eaten by the morning of the 16th. So if it's not burned, right? Rav Kahana said at the beginning of the daf that the limbs and the fats of the chagigas chamish asar nifselen belina, the morning of the 16th, from the pasuk v'lo yolin chel chagi ad boker, and then it has reishis. So the Gemara here is saying, even without the word reishis, just v'lo yolin chel chagi ad boker, the word boker by itself means the first morning. You don't need the smichas to reishis. By itself, boker means the first morning. Okay, let's read the Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah, and we'll stop after reading the Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ha pesach sheshachto shelo lishmo. Karban pesach that was shechted shelo lishmo. B'Shabbos, so chayev alav chatas. You messed up. You shechted the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, shelo lishma. So now you did it on Shabbos, but you weren't yotze, so you violated Shabbos. You have to bring Korban Chatas. Chayev alav chatas, right? Mistakenly, you had the wrong kavan, or you didn't know it was Shabbos, whatever it was. So you chayev alav chatas. Ushar kol hazvachim, all other karbanos, sheshachton l'shem Pesach, let's say you're shechting a Korban Chatas, but by accident on Erev Pesach, he shechted it l'shem Pesach, he got all to blunged. Im einon ru'uyin, if it was not roy for a Korban Pesach, then chayev chatas. V'im ru'uyin hein, if it was from an animal like a goat or a sheep that could have been for a Korban Pesach, Rabbi Lezim chayev chatas v'Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says, since you made a mistake about a mitzvah, and you got all for blunged with Korban Pesachs, you would not have been Korban Chatas. It's Karov La'ones. Since you were involved in a mitzvah, so you don't have to bring in Korban Chatas for that. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ma'im Pesach Shu Mutar Lishmo. Carbon Pesach, which obviously is Mutar Lishmo, Kishishinat Shmo Chayev, if you got it wrong, you're Chayev. Zvachim, a stam, another carbon shlamim, let's say. Shehen Asurin Lishman, right? If you shecht, you're not allowed to shecht them Lishem Shlamim on Shabbos. Just a voluntary carbon shlamim. Kishishinat Shmo, if you shecht them at Shalol Lishmo, Eino Din Shehen Chayev, certainly you should violate Shabbos. You weren't, even if you would have done it lishma, you'd violate Shabbos. Kavachomer shelo lishma. Amar Rabbi Shaul, lo, you can't compare imamrits be Pesach shishino bedavar aser. When you shechted your carbon Pesach shelo lishmo, you shechted it for a davar aser. Tomer bezvachim shishinon bedavar amutter. When you shechted a shlamim l'shem carbon Pesach, you were shechting it for the sake of something that you were allowed to shecht on erev Pesach, and therefore you don't violate Shabbos. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said back to him, Emurei Tzibur Yochicho. We should be able to prove you wrong from the limbs and the fats of the carbon Tzibur of Shabbos, regular carbon Chatos, Shehen Mutarin Lishman, Vashochet Lishman, and if you shecht, are there carbonos Lishman for the sake of a carbon Musaf, Chayev, even though you're shechting it for the sake of something that's Mutar. Amalei Rabbi Shua, lo, Imamis Pei Emurei Tzibur, Sheishlan Kitzva. What do you mean? We know exactly how many karbanos musaf you have to shecht. It's every Shabbos, it's the same thing. But Tomar bePesach, but if you shechted a carbon shlamim for the sake of carbon Pesach, which has no limit, there can be a million carbon Pesachs. Tomar bePesach she'ein lo kitzva. Rav Meir Omer, af ha-shochet l'shem emurit sibur pater. Rav Meir really disagrees. He says, no, he's a third shita. Even if you shecht it for the sake of a carbon musaf on Shabbos, you're also putter, even though it has a set amount. Shachtosh, if you shecht your carbon Pesach, shelola ochlov, shelola menuyov, not for the right people, la'arelin, for the sake of people who don't have a bris, la'tmein, for the sake of tamein people, chayav, your chayav achatas, if you did it on Shabbos. La'ochlov, vishelola ochlov, la'menuyov, vishelola menuyov, la'muna ula'arelin, la'tmein, ula'torin, putter. Like we said before, it works, so you don't violate Shabbos. Shachto v'nimtzu balmum, if you shed the Karm Pesach and you found it to be a balmum, chayev, you violated Shabbos, you have to bring Karman Chattas, you should have checked it. Shachto v'nimtzu trefa baseser, if you found a trefa inside, putter, you can't be expected to do that, you didn't know, so you're like an onus. Shachto v'noda shemashko abaylam es yadam, if you shachted it and then you realize that the baylam abandoned it, oh shemesu, or the baylam died, Oshenitmu, they became Tamei, Pater, Mepnesha Shachat Bereshus. You had no way of knowing that, and it's like an onus, and therefore you would not violate Shabbos. Okay, tomorrow's daf will pick up the Gemara. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Rabbeinu. Have a wonderful day.